I've been in this jail for 8 months now, but I've been incarcerated for 3.5 years in my third one. Parole sit on me today.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get a letter in 3-4 days, yeah. And I'll either have denied or have a date that I'm going home. And that's it. There's no nothing. I'll just get a letter in my little letterbox in 3-4 days' time, telling me wherever I'm staying, I'm going.
Do you want to go in your mind, in your
you
mind?
You hope for the best, but yeah. You think for the worst, you know?
Like, you prepare yourself for the worst.
Yeah, I've already had the first one knocked back. That was about 4 months ago. I was devastated. I had this guy come through about 9 months ago, and he goes, because of the laws changed to the parole board, they're like, yeah. You're going, because I was about to go to open camp, and he goes, you're going back to Margonette or Bowen to do a program, and you won't be getting your parole, because these people have decided that I've got to do a 6-month program on how not to be violent, because of my charges, they thought I was violent, so yeah. If they say no, I'll just write it out and wait for the next one, you know? There's no point getting angry. You know, like, but the jail system's at full now. Jail's shocking. It's overcrowded. You know, never in my dreams did I think I'd come to jail. And not for this long, too.
Just done a silly thing.
It was one night, about 2 hours of stupidness, and it landed me in jail. I got a 5-year sentence all up. And it was just one night of stupidity. I'll never do it again, I can tell you. And that's the thing, you see, like, you see some old heads that are in here, but all the new young fellas coming in. And in truckloads they're coming, you know. And a lot of them are Aboriginal, and it's sad, you know. And it's the ice. Like, I think in Madura there last year, my cousin and 3 or 4 other young fellas in a space of 8 weeks all killed themselves. Yeah, all young brothers, you know. They were the ages 16 to 19, all killed themselves. That's right. And that's a big thing in the jail system too, you know. We've got a courier centre here, beautiful place, you know. Because the jail system's that full, we can only use it twice a week we get it. And because there's other people we're using it for programs and that, and we get it one day for painting, and then once a fortnight we get it for men's group. When an uncle comes in, he'd been doing it for years. Thanks, Unc. You know, and it's called the courier centre, but that's all we get it for, is one day a week and one night a fortnight for a couple of hours. Like, we're sitting in it now, you know, a beautiful place, but they can't understand that we need it more than that. And they don't understand what a painting means to us, or they don't understand what a men's group and our circle means to us, you know.